Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, FedEx, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south over the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night. You'll save mucho dinero with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night. With entrees to tantalize the most discriminating talent. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for $8.20.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Friend of the family.
And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage. That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights. Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams. We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices. We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet. And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin at the light in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
Welcome back here to Laker High School. Brent Wiener on the Sue Schroeder. Real quick from the first half, scoring wise for Cass City. They had Dunnick and Keller, who both had 10 points apiece. They had Orban with 8 and Morgan Earl with 1 for their total of 29. For the Lakers, they were 11 scoring by Zwemer with 8. Volker had 6. Bradley Lawrence and Tim Walk each had 3 apiece, and Ben Van Tiflin had 2, a total of 22. So next, we're going to be joined by a special guest here on Daily Tribune Sports and Newsletter, Mike Bogan. Mike, I understand you just got back from a two-week vacation. Are you well rested and ready for the second half of the season?
I am well rested. I'm ready for the second half. It was a good 2 weeks, and ready to get back at it.
Let's first talk just briefly about offense in the game. Soon on, you talked about Cassidy in the first half, made some good penetration, then missed a few laps that maybe could have opened the spread, but Lakers did a good job of battling perhaps that you had in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, Cassidy obviously has probably one of the better guard combinations in Barney and Kettiger in the league, and they got off to a good start, hit some threes, actually, and you're right, they did miss some layups going inside, and Lakers came back strong, and I'm pretty impressed with the freshman that they have. They brought up that Zwemer kid. He's played pretty well, and they cut it down to, I think it was actually tied at one point at 20-20, and now Cassidy leads by 7.5. So I think Lakers have to sort of do what they got back, how they got back into the game, getting it inside and getting some easy buckets.
The one thing that's interesting is they were getting it inside against Cass City's 2-3 zone, but it looked like that last time out, the 2 minutes to go, Coach Green went to a man-to-man, and if he's sticking with that could create some problems for Lakers, I think.
I would definitely agree with that. I think definitely the zone did bother him, or the man-to-man did bother him a little bit. They did a little better offensively in the zone, so I would assume Cass City will stay with him the rest of the second half.
Let's talk just a little bit about the Greater Thun West. I know you've seen probably most of the teams, if not Urban, play at least once. But the same type of the league, only at 2-0, but absolutely nowhere to go. UFL, hanging back, you all think it's going to be a force, and then obviously Cass City and Cass Runner are probably kind of give us your thoughts on what you've seen so far in the early season.
Yeah, it's crazy seeing both of them, so I didn't really follow a whole lot of what was going on, but I come back on Monday and sort of look at the standings, and it's going to be pretty much a dog fight the whole entire season. I mean, I don't see anybody going through here. I make a pretty good argument that I think the winner will probably have at least 2 losses, possibly 3. I mean, it's just basically everybody but Lakers are struggling a little bit too, and some, but they're still a pretty good team. So, I mean, going to somebody's gym, and you're not going to have an easy game.
What do you think? Have you seen Drew Jenner play off this year? I know he's been playing last year. Have you seen him this year? And Did you know that team before team? If you can control him, you can beat the football team.
Yeah, I've not seen him this year, but, I mean, he's liable to play. I think he's averaging over 20 a game, and he's had a couple 3-point games recently outside of that, as I've been sort of catching up on stuff. I mean, you know, they didn't have the team they did last year, but I still think they have a nice guard, a couple guards with Banner, and I mean, you know, if he gets his 30 and other can chip in 8-10 points here and there, they're going to be tough to beat. And if I had to pick somebody right now, I would say they're probably the team to beat. I know they're at USA tonight, and it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
UFO, a little more kick on the ride, but I'm just going to go here and I'm going to hit that card. I think Chris came for us on the bus around for sure as far as that goes, and getting a team ready for a big game.
Yeah, it's been an exciting the first game of the season against Television. They struggled without Howell, and he came back, I think, the game after that, or maybe the you know, two games after that, and they played pretty well since then. I know they got a little redemption in Tyler Beach, I think, when I was on vacation. They won big. I mean, they're going to be a tough team, too. I mean, they got Howell, they got a couple of other guards that are pretty good three-point shooters, and if they shoot the ball well, that opens things up for Howell inside. I mean, he can go out for 15, 20 a night, and they can hit 6 or 7 threes, and again, another team that's going to be tough to beat as you go down the stretch.
Well, great, Nick. Thank you very much for joining us. Enjoy the second half.
Thanks.
Real quick, just to answer this game broadcast, there's a kind of presentation of Penn Broadcast Incorporated, which is all. No request from any transmission or any other distribution of these descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Penn Broadcasting Incorporated.
And I'd like to thank Mike Bogan from the Hillsborough Tribune stepping in and talking to us, and you, Brent, talking to him. And again, I'd like to thank you for joining us. I know we're going to have you back when we do the Grove districts, and that's going to be fine for to be coming up and get to see some Grove games being involved again. I know you've gotten to, and you've gotten to in the Fall Favor War, man, and watching Shelby with the ball across the table, but versus not getting the coach.
You know, it's fun of all the games I'm watching. I don't go home at night and worry about having to fix the team next day or what new player I can put in. So it's been a fun run, and she's enjoying the season. I mean, I'd like to see him win a few more games, but they've been competitive most every night, and for the Favor War, it's a little different for me, but it's fun to be a part of that.
And I think the boys are coming around here pretty soon. They're now starting to find some of our younger league guys.
We still got second grade and fourth grader, so we got a little bit of time yet before they get too serious. Hockey's our passion right now.
We'll be back. Speaking of hockey, we carry a lot of hockey games here on Cruiser 2.1 when we get started in the winter season. So we're looking at some signed sponsors right now. And again, we want to thank Mike Bogan for being with us tonight and for the spots that they keep in the paper and what they do for us here in the local area. Again, thanks for joining us, Mike.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
Life for us 50 and older does get more difficult. Hair grows in places you never thought it would, and doesn't grow anymore where you need it. We just keep eating less but still gain weight. But there are some benefits to being over 50, like Thumb National Senior Checking. If you are 50 years or better, you can enjoy all the services of our free senior checking account. You get free checks, free money orders, free debit card, free U.S. wire transfers, plus free fax, photocopy, and notary public service. And remember, with any of Thumb National's checking accounts, you can connect with TN Online, which allows you to review account activity, transfer funds, look at check images and statements, and even make loan payments all from your computer at home. Just visit www.thumbnational.com.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company of Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Are you aware? Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid talk and text cards are now as low as a penny a minute. That's right. Talk for as low as a penny a minute on prepaid. Plus, when you buy a $50 talk and text card, get a free LG 100 cell phone, and that includes free activation. Pick one up today. Get great Thumb Cellular phone service, yet you control the cost. No surprise bills and no contract. And there's more. With Thumb Cellular's new Fast Track Prepay Loyalty Program, after you've purchased 5 Fast Track cards, you'll get the 6th card free. So stop by Thumb Cellular, Bad X, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or see an authorized agent, and ask about the new Fast Track Prepaid Talk and Text cards for as low as a penny a minute, a free LG 100 cell phone, free activation, and Thumb Cellular's Fast Track Loyalty Program. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Talk of the thumb. It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard.